And then their glances met, and they gazed soulfully into each other's eyes, and without a word, Tony Curtis walked across the room, swept her into his arms, and kissed her.
Please, Mary, not while I'm eating.
That was the first time he saw her in the movie?
Mm-hmm. They hadn't even been introduced yet.
One moment, they're total strangers, and the next, he's kissing her.
Oh, it was so romantic.
And you won't even let me see Dracula marries a Batwoman.
You're so earthbound.
Oh, what's he done now?
It wasn't me. It was Tony Curtis.
Well, what'd he do?
He kissed Cynthia.
He did? The cad.
Oh, Daddy, it was just beautiful. You see, Tony Curtis walked into this room, and across the room he saw Cynthia, and their eyes met in a soulful gaze, and without even knowing her, he walked across the room and kissed her.
Please, Mary, not while I'm eating.
You men, you're all alike. Isn't it beautiful, Mother? Isn't it just the most delicious? Oh, boy, that's the way I want to meet the man in my life.
Mush.
Oh, what do you know? You're just an infant.
Mary, those things don't happen in real life. People don't go around kissing total strangers. It's only in the movies. In real life... Oh, I'll get it, dear. Hello, may I help you?
Mrs. Stone?
Yes.
Mrs. Alex Stone?
Yes.
Can't be.
But it is. How are you, boy?
Ben, you old. Why, you hey, where have you guy. Been? Why, what have you been?
Heavens.
Well, let me look here.
Let me look at you.
It's good to see you.
Why, Dad.
You remember the friend of my father's I always used to talk about, his closest friend, practically a member of the family, Dan Harris? Dan Harris. Oh, it's good to see you, Dan.
You look great.
Boy, look at that hat.
Darling, this is Dan Harris. Dan, this is my wife, Donna.
Oh, we've already met. Hello again.
I never shake hands with a pretty woman.
This is my daughter, Mary.
How do you do?
And my son, Jeff.
Hi.
In the bush country, when two men meet, one drops an article of clothing in front of the other as an offer of mwamba, friendship.
The bush country?
That's right, boy. Well, sir, if the other one picks it up and puts it on, that means he accepts the friendship.
Mamba.
Dan, it's been 18 years since I last saw you. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Well, it's a
long... Now, wait a minute. Have you had lunch?
You know, I was hoping somebody would ask me that.
18 years on an empty stomach is a long time. Come on, let's get some food.
We're eating out here on the patio.
And this fellow kept talking about oil. Well, sir, it sounded like maybe it could be fun. So I lit off for Saudi Arabia.
Just like that? You went all the way to Arabia because it sounded like fun?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Well, yeah, why not?
Dan, you haven't changed a bit.
Oh, there's a big, wide, wonderful world out there, boy.
Well, what happened in Saudi Arabia, Uncle Dan?
Well, sir, we hit the oil fields, all right, old Gus Nelson and me, and we found a good spot, and we got 3 gushers in 5 months. Almost got rich that time.
Well, why didn't you?
Well, this old Gus and me sort of got to bickering, couldn't see eye to eye. One of us had to walk. I lost the toss.
You tossed for an oil field? You had 3 gushers going, and you took a coin and heads you walked away from it?
No.
Oh.
Tails.
Oh, Dan, how could you?
Well, it was better than losing a friend, wasn't it?
But...
Don't fight it, dear. You're up against the last of the free souls.
Sure. What's one oil field, more or less?
Then what, Uncle Dan?
Well, sir, this thing about sheep ranching in Australia sounded like there might be a few laughs in it.
And who wouldn't go halfway around the world for a few laughs?
Gee, do you have a sheep ranch in Australia?
No, I couldn't get along with the sheep either. Well, then I went up to Alaska. I did some fur business up there. And I started to think about your father. And wondering about you and what you were doing and whether you had a family. So I just decided that I'd drop in and see you.
As long as you were in the neighborhood.
Well, we might put it that way. I wanted to see you, meet your wife, count how many kids you have.
You came all the way from Alaska just to count how many kids Alex has?
What a reason as any.
But you could have... I mean, why didn't you write it? Why am I still surprised?
Now you're catching on.
Thank you for a delicious lunch.
Well, you're not going, Dan. Why, you've hardly had time to count the children.
I know, it seems like there are only two, but if you wait around long enough, you'll swear there are nine.
You're going to stick around a while, aren't you, Uncle?
Oh, you'll be seeing plenty of me. I just want to get down to the train, pick up my bags, and check into a hotel.
Well, I'll drive you down.
Oh, no, don't bother. I've got a taxi waiting outside.
You kept a taxi waiting for 2 hours?
Well, that's nothing. Once in Monte Carlo, I kept one waiting for 5 days.
But why?
Well, it took me that long to win enough money to pay for it. You know, those bags are pretty heavy. I could use some help.
Gee, could I help you, Uncle Dan, please?
It'll take someone with a lot of muscle. Oh, you'll do. Come on, boy.
It's shorter this way, Uncle Dan.
Bye. Bye. See you later. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the next word we heard from Jeff was from Tanganyika. Yes, where Dan is tossing a coin for Jeff. Alex, was he always like this? I mean, you know, giving away oil fields and running from one end of the earth to the other just because he felt like it?
Always. Far back as I can remember. I told you, he's the last of the free souls.
Well, I like him. I think he's fascinating. Oh, so do I. I think he's wonderful. But what? What about responsibility? Can you ever depend upon a free soul? Or just when you need him most, is he off in a rocket to the moon to see if it's really made of green cheese?
Probably. After selling the house for rocket fare.
Oh, that's what I mean. They're charming and fascinating and lovable. Thank heavens none of us is like that.
Just because you felt like it, huh?
Yep.
Boy. And not because someone made you.
Nope.
Boy.
Well, what'll it be, fellas?
Hot dog and orange for me. What about you, boy?
I'll have a hot dog.
Two hot dogs and an orange.
Or because you had to.
Nope.
Boy. Hey, mister, make that a hamburger.
Kill the dog, make it a hamburger.
Just because you felt like it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you did it. Hey, mister, change that to a pizza. Just like that. You felt like it, so wham, you did it, huh? Mm-hmm. Boy.
Now, let me understand. You wanted a hot dog, then you changed it to a hamburger, and now you want a pizza, right?
No. I want a hot dog and a hamburger wrapped in a pizza. With some ripe olives on the side. Well, sir, there he was, went in this rubber plantation in Malaya.
Jeff, you're going to be late for school.
Well, I'm going. Well, sir, what do you think happened next?
He got bored and traded it for an old schooner and went pearl diving in the South Pacific.
How'd you know?
Well, sir, you told me about it yesterday.
Oh,
twice. And the day before, 3 times.
Well, sir, did I ever tell you about the time...
Well, sir, probably. Now, please go to school.
Oh, I'm going. Boy, what an interesting life. Always something happening. Always something exciting. Never 2 days the same. What's for lunch today, Mom? Same old junk?
No, today I've packed you an elephant steak sandwich, 2 hard-boiled flamingo eggs, and for dessert, a genuine caramel-covered Caribbean papaya. Now go to school.
Forgot my hat.
Oh.
And the last 3 days, all he's done is talk about you. I've forgotten what he looks like without that hat. First thing he puts on in the morning and the last thing he takes off at night.
Oh, he's a fine boy. You can be proud of him, Donna.
Oh, we are, from time to time. Well, I'm so glad you came by to have coffee with me, Dan.
So am I. What a day. Feel that air. Go ahead, feel it. You know, I was going to try to get a chess game in the park, but why don't the two of us go down to the zoo and say hello?
Oh, Dan, I'd love to, but, well, business before pleasure.
Why?
Well, because... Oh, Dan.
Well, this is no day for the kitchen. Who knows what wonders are going on outside? What have you got inside?
Dishes.
You're determined.
I'm afraid so. Why don't you run along and get your chess game, and I'll see you later.
What a shame. What a shame.
You didn't tell me you were going out.
Well, I... Why?
Well, because Jeff School called.
Jeff School? Is he in trouble?
I don't know.
Well, why?
Because he's not there.
Alex, that's impossible.
Donna, with your son, nothing is impossible.
Well, then where is he?
That's what I'd like to know. And incidentally, so would they. He was there this morning, but he didn't come back after lunch. They called to see if we were here, but I had an office full of patients. I went to look for you, but... Incidentally, where were you?
Well, where do you suppose he can be?
I have the slightest idea.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Jeff, where have you been?
Donna, please. Jeff, where have you been?
Just out.
Did you leave school right after lunch today?
Yep.
I hope you have a good reason.
Oh, I do, Dad.
What is it?
Well, sir... I just didn't feel like staying there.
Well, I guess Dan isn't the last of the free souls.
Maybe not. But in a few minutes, he's going to regain his title.
Alex, wait. Don't you think it would be better if we waited till we calmed down just a little?
No.
Alex, shouldn't we try to understand?
No.
Alex?
Look, Donna, this is one time it's not going to help him having you as the attorney for the defense. So what is there to understand?
Why he did it.
Well, because he's headstrong, thoughtless, and irresponsible.
No, dear. Because it was such a lovely, irresistible impulse. Oh, I know it's wrong and you can't live that way, but it's so nice once to do just what you feel like doing when you feel like doing it.
What are you trying to tell me?
That I'm not an attorney for the defense. I'm an accomplice.
What?
Well, when I came in just now, you asked me where I'd been.
Yeah?
Well, I got Jeff off to school this morning, and I started to do the breakfast dishes and... And, well, Dan happened to come by and we chatted and, honey, feel that air.
What?
I did. And it just felt wonderful. It made me think of ships sailing and palm trees and then I looked at all those unwashed dishes and...
Well, sir, I left them, and I went for a walk in the park, and then I fed the elephants at the zoo.
But why?
Because I felt like it.
Well, at least we know Jeff comes by it honestly. Was it fun? All right, no outrage, father seemed. But we can't just let it go by, can we?
No, dear. We have to speak to him about it, but I just wanted it done gently and with understanding.
No. I guess under the circumstances, we can't blame him too much for...
Oh, hi, Alice. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Dan.
Jeff home. I found this voodoo whistle in my stuff, and I thought I'd bring it over to him and... Was something wrong?
Oh, no. It's just that Jeff has been doing some rather unusual things.
Like leaving school right after lunch.
Oh, Alex.
Why?
Well, he... Well, sir, he just felt like it. Oh, don't worry about it, Dan. I guess he had to give it a try once.
Mrs. Stone?
Yes?
I'm Mrs. Sutton. Your boy Jeff is a friend of my son's.
Oh, you're Freddie Sutton's mother. Come on in.
Thank you.
This is my husband, Dr. Stone.
How do you do, Mrs. Sutton?
Mr. Harris.
How do you do? Could I speak to you and Dr. Stone, please?
Certainly. Excuse us, Dad.
She's sit down.
Now, I don't want you to think that I'm narrow-minded. I believe that people have a right to bring up children their own way, and it's nobody else's business.
Well, we certainly agree with you there, Mrs. Sutton.
You're quite right. So please don't think I'm being critical. As I say, it's entirely your own business.
What's our business?
I teach my Freddie what's right and wrong as I see it. And, of course, you're quite free to teach Jeff what you think is right and wrong.
Oh, I doubt if we disagree on what's right and wrong, Mrs. Sutton.
Has Jeff done something wrong?
Well, of course, that would depend entirely on one's point of view. Naturally, I cannot permit Freddie to keep the bicycle.
Well, we seem to have left the abstract realm of morality and arrived at something concrete, like a bicycle.
Mrs. Sutton, we haven't the vaguest notion of what you're talking about. What bicycle?
Your Jeff tossed a coin for his bicycle against my Freddy's BB gun.
And Jeff lost the toss and the bicycle.
Looks like the free soul has struck again.
Excuse me.
Certainly, Dan.
You can have Jeff come over and get the bicycle. It's in the garage. As I say... It's entirely your own business how you raise your children. But I can assure you that Freddie will hear plenty about this from his father.
Well, Jeff will hear about it from his father, too.
Then thank you so much for coming by to tell us about it, Mrs. Sutton.
Oh, that's quite all right. The way people bring up their children
is their own business.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Sutton.
Not at all. Goodbye, Mrs. Stone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Sutton. Well, what does the attorney for the defense have to say now?
I suppose I could plead temporary insanity.
Well, you better do something about it before it becomes permanent. Or did you toss somebody for something, too? Like the car, maybe, or the house?
Alex, this is no joke.
I'm not joking. This has gone deeper than we thought. Walking out of school, tossing a coin for his new bicycle. How much freer can a free soul get?
Mom, Dad, come quick!
Jeff, what is it? What's happened?
It's Uncle Danny's leaving for Africa.
Oh, well, Dan, we're going to miss you.
And he asked me to go with him.
What?
Well, sir, the way I figure it, when a man walks out of school, he's cut out for my kind of life. And when he tosses a coin for his new bike, he's ready for the big move.
Yeah.
Alex.
Well, Jeff, that's what you want to do.
But
darling, the way I figure it is, what's the use of talking about Saudi Arabia? Much more fun to go there.
Yeah, Pop.
Where's your bag?
Under the bed.
All right, boy, start packing.
Yippee!
We leave in 20 minutes.
Yay, boy!
20 minutes?
Yeah, why? Is that too long?
Too long? No, of course not.
Where are your socks? You'll need socks.
In the drawers. It's just that Mary won't be home for another hour yet.
What's that got to do with it?
Nothing. Oh, sure, I can write her a note and say goodbye.
Oh, as long as though you weren't going to see her again. We'll be back in a couple of years.
A couple of years? You mean I won't see Mom or Dad for a couple of years?
Well, you can write letters to them. Get letters from them every few months, and we'll light someplace. You see, boy, in our kind of life, we can't have too many attachments because attachments tie you down. You get to like someone, first thing you know, you feel responsibility towards them. We can't be responsible and free-souled at the same time. You see, we're lone wolves, boy. We don't care about anyone, and nobody cares about us. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Right. I'll get the rest of your stuff.
Mom?
I'll see if you have any clothes in the laundry.
Dad?
I'll get your toothbrush.
Jeff, it's going to be very lonely without you.
Certainly will be.
Oh, but Dad...
Goodbye, Jeff.
Mom?
Goodbye, Jeff.
Is that all?
We don't want to tie you down, son.
As Dan says, if you're going to be a free soul, you have to be free.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, let's not drag out any goodbyes. They just hold a man back. Keep you from getting going.
And don't worry, Jeff. We'll say goodbye to Zach for you. And we'll explain about you not being able to help with the tomatoes.
Thanks, Mom.
What's that about tomatoes?
Oh, it's Zach's project in science. I promised him I'd help plant some tomatoes. But now, I guess not.
You promised Zach?
Well, yeah. Why?
Boy, don't you know that a man's promise is more sacred than anything in the world?
It is?
It's even more important than doing what you feel like doing?
I should say it is.
Well, then... if I promise Zach...
Boy, that's your first obligation. You must keep your word to Zach.
Well, that means I can't go with you?
I'm afraid not, boy.
Gee, I'm awful sorry, Uncle Dan. I was really looking forward to that trip to Africa. I'll go and pack more. Thanks, Uncle Dan.
Wamba.
Wamba. Jeff?
Goodbye, Uncle Dan. I sure hope you have a wonderful time in Africa.
Oh, thanks, boy. Alex?
Thanks, Dan. Thanks very much.
Donna?
I never shake hands with a wonderful man.
Well, sis.
Goodbye, Dan.
Goodbye, Uncle Dan.
Goodbye, Dan. Good luck.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Well, Jeff, sorry you're not going with him.
No. Oh, boy, it was sure fun while it lasted.
Yeah, boy, wasn't it?
Yeah, boy. Oh, I have a little confession to make. Remember yesterday, that medical association meeting I had?
Yes.
Wait till you see Tony Curtis walk across that room and kiss that girl.